AM can reveal the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has bowed to pressure and ordered a review of the proposed inland rail route across southeastern Queensland. Farmers have warned the controversial route would worsen flooding and put properties, businesses and lives at risk, but unless the review is independent, it's unlikely to satisfy landholders or Agriculture Minister David Littleproud, putting them on a collision course with Mr McCormack. Here's National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominic Schwartz.
The turning of the first sod for the 1,700-kilometre Brisbane to Melbourne Corridor of Commerce. What an important event.
In December 2018, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack was declaring full steam ahead on the construction of the $10 billion inland railway. But the project is copping a lot of criticism, particularly for its route over the Condamine floodplain in southeastern Queensland, as cattle and grain producer Wes Judd explains.
A major flood happens and occurs on average every 10 to 15 years, and they're trying to cross a natural floodplain with an inadequate structure based off inaccurate modelling and assessment.
The Australian Rail and Track Corporation, the ARTC, is running the project and insists it's chosen the fastest and most cost-effective route, even though multiple bridges, banks and culverts will be needed to traverse 16 kilometres of floodplain. The Agriculture Minister, David Littleproud, is sceptical. Have you seen any costings?
No, I haven't, and I've always been a critic of ARTC in that assessment. They predicated it without having an engineering solution going across one of the most complex floodplains in Australia.
David Littleproud is also the local MP for the rich farming area around Millmerran.
The route that has been chosen, I have serious issues around the hydrology of that.
So too does grain grower Bronte Harris, who points to a photo of her house during the 2010 flood.
That photo is of 35 Harris Road, which is probably about 100 metres away from the railway line.
The photo, she says, shows that ARTC's modelling is out by nearly half a metre.
Ross's dad actually took a photo of the flood.
And the photo shows that it goes right up to the top of the steps, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the kicker is with ARTC's modelling, their hydrology model says, no, there was no water there. So that's a major discrepancy.
Farmers fear that plans to build the railway on banks 2.5 metres high would effectively dam any floodwaters, putting properties, businesses and lives at risk. They say ARTC has never properly assessed a route further west, which would require only a 6-kilometre crossing of the floodplain. The Deputy Prime Minister and Infrastructure Minister, Michael McCormack, has now asked ARTC and his department to do that, but it won't be the full economic, environmental and social assessment that farmers and David Littleproud have been demanding. Farmer Wes Judd.
Nothing will satisfy the landholders in this district until that's done that way.
David Littleproud predicts trouble unless ARTC changes the route.
We are going headlong into a long-term legal battle through the courts that will hold up inland rail.
But his National Party leader, Michael McCormack, says he's confident ARTC can deliver a safe and efficient rail route, bringing new jobs and prosperity to regional Australia.
National Rural and Regional Correspondent Dominic Schwartz.